Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, she responds to Lui Nishma Sam Beakashon Ve'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio Daf Tesvov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, when a person knows that a sod, a field, doesn't belong to the seller and he still pays for it, what is his intention? Rav says, Mois Pikodin. He's giving it to him as a deposit. He's going to want it back. And Shmuel says, Mois Matono. He's giving the money as a gift. Rabbi Reuven Margolius in the Tzoy Tzor says that Lechor the Pshat and Rav, why does Rav say, the one who knows that this sale is not a sale, he's giving the money not as a gift, but he's giving it as a pikadon? Because Rav, Leshitosa, Rav in Shabbos, Dav Yudim Bey says, Hanoisen Matono Lechaveiro Tzorich Lohidio. Someone who gives a gift to his friend, he needs to notify him. In this case, when the buyer, who knew that the seller doesn't own the land, still paid for it, he didn't notify him, it's a gift. So therefore, Rav holds, this cannot be a gift, it has to be a pikadon. Now, at first glance, it seems to be that this vort of Reuven Margolius is a nice vort, but it's not muchrach. Why? Because the simple understanding of the Gemara in Shabbos, Hanoisen matono lechaveiro tzorich lehudio, someone gives a gift to his friend, he needs to notify him. What's the pshat? Why he needs to notify? As Rashi says over there, it's in order for the friend to love him more. Rashi brings that first of all, the receiver should not be embarrassed, and second, he should love him for the fact that he gave him a gift. So it's not that one cannot give a gift without notifying the receiver. It's better for him to give it by notifying him, because then he's actually spreading love in the world. But it still works as a matana. According to Reuven Margolius, over here, when a person gave money on a field that he knows that it's not owned by the seller, we say it has to be, he didn't give it as a gift. Why can't it be given as a gift? But he did not make this idea of a noisem maton lechaver, it's a chloe deal. There's no raya, that's the reason why he can't give it. But if you look there in the Gemara and Shabbos, you'll see that there are mefarshim that say a different pshat, why a noisem maton lechaver, it's a chloe deal. And the one we'll mention is the Maharal there in Chidush HaGadol. The Maharal explains, you know why Anoisim Matol Chaver Tzech Loidir? Because if you don't notify the friend, you don't have here a Mekabel Matono. The definition of a Matono is when you have a receiver of the Matono. If you give a Matono and there's no receiver, that's not a Matono. So according to this Pshat of the Maharal, the Pshat is when you give a Matono and there's no receiver, this is not a Matono. It's missing in the chalois of the maton. You can't get a maton without a receiver. So according to that, Reuven Margolius is very gishmak in our sukkah. Rav says, a person who gives money on a field, but doesn't announce it's a maton, that's not a maton. It's a pikot. And these two explanations regarding a maton, if a maton needs to be notified in order to spread love in the world, or that's the way a maton works, connects beautifully to the inyan of Purim. Because in Purim, we have a mitzvah mishloyach monos. Am Yisrael need to gift each other. Kayadua, there's a machlekes, a truma sedeshin, and the Menois HaLevi. Menois HaLevi was written by Shlomo HaKabetz, the one who wrote the Lechadoidi. He has a pirush on Megillas Esther. And they argue, what is the reason of Mishloach Monos? The truma sedeshin says that the reason of Mishloach Monos is that everybody's going to have what to eat on Purim. So people send gifts to each other, so everybody has enough food. Menois HaLevi says the main reason Mishloach Monos is in order to come and spread love in Am Yisrael. Haman says that we are a nation which is mefuzo meforet bein ha'amim, so the opposite of it is the achdus and unity that Am Yisrael has. So the Chasam Sofer brings in Tshuva that the dafkamina between these two pirushim is what happens if someone sent Mishloach Monos to his friend, but his friend refused to receive it, he didn't want to receive the Mishloach Monos. Says the Chasam Sofer, this depends on the two pshatim. According to Truma Sedeshin, that the whole purpose of Mishloach Monos is to make sure that everybody has food. If he doesn't receive it, you did not make sure that your friend has food. But according to Menois HaLevi, it's just to spread love among Am Yisrael. Someone who attempted to give a gift to his friend is also spreading love in Am Yisrael. These two ideas of Mishloach Monos connect exactly to the idea of a Noisen Matono Lechaver Tzorech Loidio. What is the purpose of notifying the receiver? Is it in order to spread love in Am Yisrael, as the Menois HaLevi says regarding Mishloach Monos? Or it's if you don't have a receiver, so you didn't do a matana, like the Maharal explains, and that's like the Truma Sedeshin. then you must give some to something else, somebody else. If you didn't receive it, you don't have a mekabel, so you didn't actually implement the din of matana. Reuven Margolius Pshat works well with the Maharal in the Truma Sedition in our sugya. All the Maharal Mekoymis are in the attached source sheet, it's Kedai to say inside. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.